The shore has a dual nature, changing with the swing of the tides, belonging now to the land, now to the sea. Only the most hardy and adaptable can survive in a region so mutable, writes Rachel Carson in her 1950s classic, The Edge of the Sea. What happens in that space in between? We are looking at the in-between spaces and the intertidal zone that creates a pulse, a rhythm. But let's go back. We are cutting dark transparencies in the sliced waves, making flint axe heads in the sea. We are in Sligo, Shlickup, from the Irish for shell. Shell middens, the trace of our ancestors who gorged themselves on mussels, oysters, clams, and threw away the shells into one big pile. It makes a large hill hidden in the dunes. Life swarming to the edges, to where one world meets another world. Sunrise. Sunset. At the interchange between day and night, neither one state nor the other, but the very meeting ground both, leads to the long dramatic shadows, the breakdown of the prism into pinks, purples, oranges and reds. Its diffused glow softens the hard edges, bringing unearthly hues to even the greyest of suburban estates. Black diaries, white diaries, an 80-year investigation into Roger Casement. Martyr, victim, villain, hero, anti-hero. The paragon of in-between. The White Album. The Black Album. The Grey Album. The Beatles meet Jay-Z. This overlap or underlap. Neither one thing nor the other thing. Are they a unique thing? I'm walking down to the sea. Feel the sand beneath my toes. Some teenagers doing acrobatics or kicking a ball. An elderly gentleman takes his dog for a walk. A young couple walking side by side in silence. Paddling. Middle-aged women walking briskly. The sea ebbing, leaving wet sand and white foam residue. The delicate white pentagonal structure of a sea urchin. A lifeless jellyfish. A rounded terracotta brick. Music. Like a country built on a fault, we live in a territory where we have no control. We learn the rhythms, and each time the water above our heads is sucked away, we rebuild and react. Our routine determined by change and flux. We are an island floating on the back of a catfish that might flick its tail at any moment. And in this defining flux, the mutability of life becomes the foundation. The citizens of the intertidal zone can adapt to any circumstance except to that of stagnation. Without the tide, their survival instincts become a dull, aching lack. As adults, we find ourselves working for ravers turned department heads, using technologies that have transformed the world without generating the future of our childhoods. Do you remember when the tide shifted? Holidays in tents and caravans in Cork, Mayo or Donegal. First flights to the south of France. Drinking in pubs with jumpers over your uniform. Curly, kinky, frizzy hair in shades of brown and green. Arctic kitchens, wobbly chairs, vinyl floors and books piled high. And putting on another record, clinging to the past and to the future. Meeting at appointed times and waiting. Mixtapes that took hours of playing, ending, rewinding, syncing. Spinning cassettes on pens to save the batteries in your Walkman, to finish off the 20 minutes at the end of the album before the end of the tape. ...40 minutes of PE spent changing and changing back again in prefabricated buildings. Our bodies stoic and untrained, layered and ignored. Babies born and unborn, and pins of little feet next to the paperclips on green V-necks. Without the tides, there is no pulse, no rhythm, no music.
To live near the sea. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.